Good morning.
Good morning, Tammy.
How are ya?
Doing well. Catching up
Catching up?
after the holiday weekend.
Yeah, I haven't even looked at my email as of yet, so we'll see. We'll see what I missed. I think
Yeah.
a lot.
But it's good. It always means the fall semester here is in the swing after this past weekend. So welcome everybody to today's Discovery SIG meeting. I'm so glad you could join us. I know our agenda looks short, but it's actually pretty packed. We did a lot of work on the prioritization last meeting. We did not finish that work, so that is something we're going to continue on today, going through those old tickets. But before, I wanted to do a quick update. So thank you all who could attend that PO meeting and provide context, especially Damien. I know I just kind of like, Damien's gonna explain our tickets. Handed it off to you. So thank you for doing such an excellent job and giving them the reasoning behind why we were asking for the features in Folio that we were the Folio API specifically. One thing we did learn from that conversation that was super helpful. Well, we learned a couple of things. They gave us a couple of links about how the prioritization process works, and I have added those to our prioritization pages just to give some put that information kind of where it belongs. And they did mention that one thing we could do for the priorities that we've listed, the JIRA tickets we've listed, is we can make sure that they become open. So right now, for example, our number one priority, which is the API endpoint for batch renewal, which I will put in the chat right now so everyone can see it. That one is not open, I believe. Let's see. I haven't looked at it this morning. Yeah, it's in draft. Then that's right above the details. So one thing we would need to do for this ticket is move it to open. We cannot do that, obviously. We cannot change it just to open ourselves. The PO is the one who will be changing this. And that looks like Anne Iqbal. So, like, I was wondering if this group, if anyone wanted to follow up with the PO and ask what is needed for this to become open specifically.
I can do that, Nicole.
Okay. Thank you, Tammy. And looking at our list, there are two others that are drafts. I wasn't going to go over those today because I didn't want to put too much on our docket. And it looks like the PO is Kalila for both of those. So, is there, would someone want to follow up on those tickets with her? Or do we want to just take one at a time and see if we can move one at a time to open?
I wonder if we might start with one just to make sure we, you know what I mean, just to go through the process once and understand that well, and then maybe take a look at the next few. Just because I'm unfamiliar with the process completely. but I'm curious what others think.
I'm looking at that community priorities dashboard, and it's not just this SIG. It seems like maybe a third of the tickets overall across all the different SIGs there are in draft mode. So whatever that process is, it's not just the discovery SIG that needs to understand it better, I guess.
Yeah, and I did kind of verbalize that during the meeting with them. We're one of the first groups that had the separate meeting to talk about the priorities dashboard. And so when they told me that, I'm like, that's great. I didn't know this. What else am I not knowing that I should know? And so I think that was good for them to hear and for us to talk about, because you're right, like, it's not just our problem.
Yeah, I think the issues that are already in progress don't show up usually on this dashboard because they're already in progress. So everybody has put new things on the dashboard that haven't moved forward so far. That's why there are so many draft tickets, I assume. And what we have to do is, I think, is somewhat clear. We need more a more detailed description. But of what our expectations are. And we probably have to make a suggestion or more detailed suggestion how the API could look like. And as I suggested, we might model that after the batch request API. I think that would make sense. And so maybe we could move this forward quite quickly once the batch request ticket is moved forward. I'm not sure if that's also Anne who is responsible for that. I haven't checked that.
Yeah, I think that's why we're suggesting maybe just start with the one to figure out the process, because what I'm expecting to happen is Anne to come back and say exactly what you just said. And then we would need to post something in the comments to kind of further clarify, have that back and forth before we get to that open status. But that's just an assumption I am making.
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna set up some time with Anne, hopefully
Oh,
next week. I think she's in. Some set up some time with her.
no.
Somebody unmuted. Oh, okay. So I'll set up some time with her and then take notes from that and send those out to the group so that everybody kind of knows, kind of she can talk through the process and what that looks like. I probably should know the process a little bit better, but since I'm not really on the Folio team per se, I just am not familiar with it. So it'll be a great learning experience for me as well. And then I think after I share those notes with everybody, maybe in our next meeting, we can decide what other tickets we want to pursue. And again, it's identifying the PO from all of those areas too. It could be Anne. She does deal with a lot of the things that, pertain to discovery, but I think maybe start with the process. So I'll send those notes to everybody as soon as I meet with her. I'm setting up a meeting hopefully next Tuesday, so I'll have information by this next meeting for sure. But I'll send that to the group prior to the meeting.
Great. Thank you, Tammy. Any other updates that people wanted to go over? Okay. Like last time, if it's okay with everyone, I'll go ahead and share my screen to start the prioritization discussion. Okay. Everyone should see the Discovery SIG Jira ticket review. Excellent. Just get the chat up. And I'll put this in chat as well. So you'll see I did a little work in cleaning up. I archived what has already been tagged so that we can preserve these comments if we ever want to move these to the tickets themselves or review why we tagged them the way they did, we did. And then kept this kind of as the ticket review. And then you can see in our general prioritization page the tag list that we now have. So this is the list that our tags are creating in real time for this display. Okay, so I'm just going to go into edit mode here. Two, and I also have that list of labels here. So the first ticket is UX Prod 1708, push record updates. To Discovery Service Edge, this is an Edge API one. And it's relevant. This is the relevant but old one. I had forgotten. Yeah. So this is the one where it's relevant, but like the solution is not one we necessarily support here. So how do we label that as like, what do we do with the tickets that are like this, where it's kind of like the issue is still at hand, the technical solution is not?
I wonder if we need a like separate tags. Like, I think we should tag it based on the subject matter, but then also tag like something indicating this is probably outdated and needs help.
Okay, you mean like the general tag section? So right now we're using Discovery SIG topics, I believe, as just our general tag. So instead of using topics, we can use Discovery SIG old to indicate this is not a current ticket, but we're preserving it for research
Or
purposes.
what about something like Discovery SIG stale? Because it's still of interest, but we know that it needs refreshing.
This is part of I hope to define all these tags at some point to give us clarification when we haven't talked about this in a while. It means
So is this Discovery SIG record transfer and Discovery SIG stale by our current standards?
works for me. Any further comments? Okay, next one is the scheduling export of inventory records through an API, which was updated quite recently. So this one is, I said relevant. And I had export record, but that would now be record
Record
transfer.
transfer, yep.
Any other comments on that one? Cool. So here's another one for multi-volume series and continuing resources request, which, as we know, is an important topic for us. This one was recently updated, and it is one of those larger JIRAs that show that multi-item holdings list problem. So yeah, this was one I defined as relevant, and then for tagging.
So this one is interesting. This is something that I think we're working on right now, actually. But it might not be this particular ticket. Oh yeah, this is the one we're working on right now. And so yeah, I sent out comments. This is gonna get done. So I don't know how you want to tag that. It worked on.
There is hope. No, I think that's fine because the hope is in for the table. we'll be able to mark as resolved. We do have a general for that.
We probably should wait instead of, marking it resolved, just because, the work, and I sent everybody a kind of an architectural diagram of how the work's going to be done in Folio, and we really did try to make it as flexible as possible so that a lot of the work's done in Folio, and then, whatever discovery layer on top of it can just use that. But I could see there being some changes to the ticket as the work is being done, and so I don't know, do we have something like some sort of status where we're watching the work or providing feedback on the work, something like that, so that we stay in the process as much as possible? I don't know.
Yeah, I was trying to think of like, is there a field that already exists that could do that work for us? So a status is what I've
In
been
review.
using.
Yeah, in progress, yeah.
So we got open in progress.
Yeah, this is in draft, and what, six of its seven child tickets are in draft. So if it's, yeah, that's confusing to me as well. I mean, in refinement would seem to be maybe the we want input on it. But on the flip side of that, if it's already being implemented and it's still in draft, then I'm calling shenanigans on the comment about how these things can't be marked in draft if we want them to be to be done.
Yeah, I'm also wondering if the draft status is because it has so many child work items and connected work items. But you're right, that could be like it shouldn't be in draft, like it should be in progress because they are actively working on this ticket. So I'm confused.
I think one aspect of this is that they said basically if we create a ticket and it stays in draft, no work group is going to pick it up to work on it because it's in draft. So it may be that, if the group is making their own tickets and doing their own work, things may get ahead of ahead of the normal workflow.
Yeah.
So, but if we're just contributing things, we really need to get those polished up just to motivate anyone to look at them.
Yeah, that's legit. Thank you for explaining that. That's legit. If it's you have to have a process for external requesters, but it can be more onerous than the internal one.
Yeah, it also could be that they are working on the open sub tickets and simply keep that ticket in draft as long as there are draft sub tickets. So, since there are open sub-tickets, the work is obviously done. By the way, this is the ticket I meant that we could use as a model for the batch renewals because this has a more detailed description of the API that also should work for the batch renewals in the same way.
That's good to hear because I was conflating the two a lot, but I'm really happy that we can use that process for both.
Yeah, I think so. I, as I mentioned in Slack, the API seems to be independent from the title. That was the main point I made about this whole thing. It's for just for multi-volume series and serials, but it's actually the actual API doesn't depend on the title. So you could use the same API essentially for requesting independent items. And so this also should work for the renewal. And it's, if I remember correctly, it's an asynchronous API. So you trigger the request, send the request, and then you can watch the status, how much has been processed. In the end, you get the response with all with the results if everything was okay or something has failed.
Thank you for those comments. I put in the Discovery Sig serials and Discovery Sig request tags Marked it as relevant. And revisiting, Tammy, your comment about how to track that this is being actively worked on, should we have like a discovery sig, EBSCO, discovery sig, viewfind, discovery sig, whatever, blacklight, to indicate that there is a group in a certain product that is working on? I'm just thinking of like, that would mean that in future meetings, I would remember to go back to like you or anyone in this group representing EBSCO to be like, how is this going? Because then I would know that that connection is there.
Yeah, I think including the discovery interface in the tag would be confusing in this case because it will work with every interface. It's just the EBSCO team that's working on this.
Yeah.
Do we need a separate tag for that? Because if work is done on this ticket, it should show up on the updated tickets on top of our list.
Like on these tickets. Or we could use the updated date is another method I use to track activity done.
Yeah, if this ticket actually changes and it seems to have changed, then we could simply use the updated date, I think.
Okay, we'll try that because it seems like the simplest method for now. But if we're finding it's not working, that like what is inbuilt is just doesn't reflect the reality that we need reflected, we can revisit this question. Okay, any other comments about that ticket? So now we have the 3646 support delivery request via Patron Edge service.
So wait, before we move on, did we put labels on the pre? Okay, we did. Sorry.
Yes. Yeah, sorry, I just kind of snuck those in there while we were talking. Yeah, so this next one.
It's like this one is currently in refinement too. Brooks is working on this. This one I'm not familiar with. I haven't heard a lot about it from the meetings I'm in. But obviously, it's something needed for Library of Congress right now.
Yeah, this seems to me like a pretty obvious request one that should affect the re patron's request functionality. But does anyone else have thoughts or think that this is not necessarily related to discovery? This would only be on the folio side.
Yeah, I think it's definitely discovery, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'd agree because it's going to involve the the information about delivery place and stuff has to get to show to the end user,
One would hope, yes.
you
Okay, so I'll mark that as relevant discovery sync request functionality.
know. Yeah,
Any other?
I'm wondering is this something that is currently supported by the discovery interfaces? Or is this something that would have to be built into the interfaces?
So I don't, it's not currently available in Locate. I think there may be some sort of application that existed outside of EDS that used to allow this to happen in EDS. I don't think it currently does. Please correct me if I'm wrong, Marie or Jen. But I thought there was like a it was an LSE developed app that did this in the old EDS, I thought. But currently I don't believe this is available in EDS. But I know we have requests for it. I know we have requests for it for sure.
Right. Currently within EDS, it's the destination for a request could only be one of the active service points. That's a pickup location, not a user, a patron designated location. Even though there's a place in the user record for that information, but not on the discovery side.
So, like if they have a post office box and the library wants to be able to send, say, a book to a PO box, that's not a capability EDS has right now.
Correct.
Okay. Like you couldn't create a service point that is PO box and then have
You'd have to
that.
create one for every endpoint address, and it would be visible to every patron in every circumstance.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just we I know we do PO box here and we use VFide and I'm not sure how we do it.
Yeah, you probably just do it on the folio end. This
Okay.
patron puts in a request, and this is their, where they want their thing delivered, rather than it being something that's via the, so it's part of their user, preferences rather than something that they necessarily actively select. But I'm not sure. But also with Okapi, communication, there may be more information available from the user record for that kind of. But EDS doesn't.
Okay, so that's kind of more what this ticket is about, allowing that functionality to happen, correct? Perfect. So then it would be discovery sync request and relevant. All right, any other comments about this particular ticket? All right, course reserves, it's in progress. So I'm hoping it's relevant. And it's an epic. Yes, so this goes back to those epic and tickets. And it's an epic that's in progress. So my previous theory that when there's a bunch of smaller tickets is not necessarily true. So, Damien, I think your theory is much closer to the truth. So, this is an in progress. You can see a lot of closed child work items.
And
Those summers.
who's
Okay.
working on this? Because I know that anytime I've asked about course reserve, and I didn't put a comment, but EDS and Locate, all of EBSCO's products need this badly as well. But I've been told that no one was actively working on it. Does anyone know who's working on it?
The resource resource access had a sub has a subgroup that's been doing the same kind of prioritization work for courses. I just don't know if it's if so. I think my understanding was that they're sort of at the same place we are in terms of going through and figuring out what's relevant and what's not. And
So they don't have a PO assigned to this yet.
I don't know.
Because that was what I kept running into, was that there was no active PO for course reserves, and so no one to actually do the development work. But if that's changed, I would be very interested in this. And I wonder, in terms of the process, if there's no PO in that area, is there a way we could advocate for a PO in that area? I don't know. But this, it feels to me like it would be really nice to have some work in this area.
Yeah, have you been part of that conversation, the course reserves group?
No.
Yeah,
I know that Jen told me about it. Go ahead, Jen.
I've been, just following the minutes and so on. The meeting time happens to conflict with a with another meeting I have, but looks like Mike Taylor might be he. His name seems to be associated. I'll put the link to So th these are existing course reserve rankings.
Another option might be to reach out to the development team that is associated with the ticket.
So the would it be the assignee who's the PO, right?
I'm not, honestly, I'm not sure exactly kind of what the full status of everything is. But in terms of where things stand.
I can, it looks like there's a
So,
bunch of people kind of
yeah.
listed under assigning reporter. I could reach out to this the course reserves group and be like, hey, for this particular, the bigger one, do you have a person? Because I think that's what Tammy was like, I need a point person for everything. Yeah. And then mark this one, of course, as lots of
It looks like
Jira's.
the kind of the
Yeah.
prioritization work sort of happened this spring, and then I think it's sort of waiting. sort of kind of so I think this is more part of courses as an app, not having anyone who owns it.
Yeah. Okay. And another question I had is how can you tell, like, from the fields that are here that a ticket is an epic versus just a ticket?
There's a tag or a label, I think. If you and I
Like, there is an ep like there is an epic projects, right? Or an epic project, but like something like this is not tagged in that method.
And I think that it may need a PO to kind of get that level of organization.
I guess I'm just asking for the group. Is that something we care about, or we just gotta be aware that some of these are just gonna have a lot of attached tickets?
I think it's something to be aware of, and probably a good, in terms of things to watch, it's easier to watch an epic and then all of the sub tickets necessarily, or but given that this is a, per Tammy, that this is important to EBSCO, I think maybe internal advocacy within EBSCO for development in this area would be may possibly fruitful.
Okay. All right. Then again, we'll kind of like just not ta track that for now. We're using our own bespoke tagging system. But if it becomes an issue, or like when we're trying to keep up to date and provide valuable feedback to move these things forward, we can revisit. We're getting into more epics. So this one, booking workflows. No, everything is in draft.
Yeah, there are actually two tickets. The next one is very similar. This is the more complex suggestion. The other one is more simple. And I'm not sure if both are still open, so I'm not sure this is really moving forward. But the second one is much simpler, I think, because it just suggests to create resources that could be booked instead of creating a separate app. This is my understanding. I'm not sure how difficult it is to actually have something like room reservations and equipment and reservations and things like that. I know we use a completely separate software for that.
Yeah, it seems like the scheduling part of it is really what's absent. You know, that's the missing piece in full. You know, if it's just something needs to be a, you know, a short-term loan, that's perfectly feasible. But it's the scheduling aspect that doesn't exist on the Folio side.
Yeah, you probably would you be able to do something like have a loan for 2 hours, something like that?
Yeah,
Is that
we do
possible?
that for reserve
Okay.
items, you know, hard copy
Okay.
books, you know, that's
Still, yeah.
but the future scheduling is what's, I mean, I suppose you could theoretically, I mean, you could maybe build something out between, you know, between requests and, you know, so on, but given how requests are fulfilled and so on, you can't set a time. And
For
so
me, it
I think
seems a
this is
little
definitely an
bit.
area where there's functional development necessary within Folio if
And it might not really fit into requesting, so a separate app
right.
actually might be the way to go in this case.
I don't know if a separate app or if there, you know, just some kind of I think it really depends on sort of the larger, this is something that may depend on kind of the volume, you know, how much interest community-wide there is and need for this.
I think the need is quite obvious. I know that many institutions have a separate software for that. So it might be a good idea to somehow incorporate that
Right.
into
And I
Folio,
think
but
this and like courses, I think maybe worthwhile to look at collaborating with a group like Resource Access. I think the, you know, our interest is once this functionality exists to then make that information accessible by, you know, our, you know, discovery layer. But the basic functionality is really a kind of a resource access circulation lending function. Does that make sense?
I agree with that, and I think the UI for these features is sometimes like for room access, it's sometimes like a tablet next to the door, not an OPAC integration situation even at all. Although it can be, but it does seem, I mean, I'm newer to this SIG, so I don't know how we usually go about things like that, but it does seem like this one would need a pass by the resource access SIG, to figure out which way they want to go. It looks like they last discussed it about a year and a half ago. So it would seem like they should weigh in on which solution actually meets the RA needs first.
Marie, did you have a comment?
I think it's about the same. Maybe I'm a bit traditional, but I don't really see it's how it fits in the discovery OPAC front end right now. Maybe it does, but it's the first time that I kind of combine those thoughts.
I'm happy to mark this as not relevant. Like, I do think this is one where we're waiting for it to be built and then evaluating what needs happening on the patron side, if anything, based on libraries' use of this feature. But does anyone have any opposing thoughts?
You need yet another tag like discovery blocked or discovery doesn't actually exist yet or something.
Yeah.
Well, I think what is hopefully would happen is after this becomes developed more, is they would create a new ticket specifically for the discovery aspects once they had
Right.
a better definition of what that might mean for the API, like what fields do people need to see?
Maybe not relevant yet.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll actually put that in the notes. No. That brings us to 5180, authority linking control. So it does have feature 5, discovery and OPAC support. Investigate the new authority endpoints and how to support patrons UX. So this is an Epic. There is a more specific ticket here. Which has very little detail. Thus far. But Damien, I know if you find there is authority support currently.
Yes. So you can index MARC authority records, or indeed other formats of authority records, into ViewFind. I think right now the challenge is getting them out of Folio.
This is true, yes. And given that it's an Epic, I'm sure there's a lot of tickets on here that are not relevant, or like they're relevant, but in a yes, cleaner data will help us in discovery land way. But I would just, because there are elements of discovery in this, just mark this as relevant. Give
But
the,
we also could just watch the next one, which is the subticket for the discovery.
That's true. Just say
But
this.
if you want to monitor progress in this area in general, we also should include the API.
I think there are some more general discovery aspects in terms of, preferred terminology, and other questions like that, about sort of choosing what gets displayed versus what's necessarily in Folio and issues like that that do kind of touch on, discovery and public view questions. So I think it's worth kind of maybe especially watching the subticket, but noting that the Epic exists. And actually related to your question earlier, Nicole, so the Epics look like they have a different little sig icon. This sort of squashed trapezoid rather than the light bulb.
It does frustrate me that the different types of tickets are completely laid out differently.
Where are you seeing this the
So
squash
it's if you look at the
this
yep.
I knew there had to be something.
Yeah. If you look at our priority list, it's almost easier to see there.
Oh, okay, cool. That's great news because I was like, there has to be. I really, there's gotta be something that defines that. Okay, I'm happy tracking this one. Although, also, like, if we just want to do the sub ticket, that is okay with me as well. I
Yeah,
guess my
maybe
bigger
just.
question is like, which of these? What are our tags? Is it all three? Like.
I think search and metadata display are the most, because I think record transfer will sort of really depend on the actual discovery layer, you know, whether you have an actual separate set of records that you're trying that you need to keep in sync, or whether they're just calling the MARC authorities app, or you know, or it's separate, just separate indexing. So I think metadata display and search are the kind of definite, and then record transfer sort of depends. That make sense?
Yeah, what do you think, Damien? You mentioned getting those records into ViewFind was not a happy story.
That is true. Yeah, I honestly, from ViewFind's perspective, record transfer is the number one thing I care
Okay,
about.
well then go ahead. Yeah, I mean,
Just so we can make sure that when they work
yeah.
on this, they address the record. Whoops.
Ooh.
You're trying to be too smart here,
Yeah.
system. Yeah, do you want to just not label this as, or maybe we'll keep this as relevance, especially because the record transfer thing might
Might play in there, yeah.
not get
But
marked as discovery, even though it does have a direct impact on discovery.
It's probably worth putting a note on the smaller ticket that the record transfer is a critical issue for ViewFind.
Read. Any other comments on those two? Okay, so moving on, 495 mediated request.
Yeah, the next tickets are actually all related,
Cool.
up to, well, maybe I've added some notes. This is the EPIC, and there are one, two, three, at least three related or four related tickets to that are actual tickets, not EPICs. And if I remember correctly, no, the next two ones, they are related to another epic. So the next four ones are actually related. And I wasn't sure what to watch and what to actually what's actually relevant from that. For example, the RUF request seems very specific for the Library of Congress. But yeah, that's one that's discovery related, so I put it in the list. But I would suggest to look at all of them and see what we actually want from these tickets.
Gotcha. So this one, now that I know, is the EPIC mediated request, followed by the canceling success toast.
Yeah, they all showed up in this OPAC search when I added the OPAC keyword.
Gotcha. Yep. Okay. It's just gonna be related. Rush request. Yeah. See those.
As some of the functionality is developed, I think there will be broader discovery interest, but certainly right now there's a very specific set of, you know, institutional needs that's driving this development. But I mean, I think I could see, you know, plenty of scenarios where, you know, being able to flag something as, you know, a rush or whatnot would be a valuable function. But I I believe a lot of this, the mediation is about on the Folio backend, a lot of this is about being able to keep the requester data secure and separate from the normal data stores.
Oh, okay. Okay, I was wondering what
Yeah,
this
unlike a
completely
standard like
meant.
proxy or something like that, this is about being able, because that, if,
That's true for the Epic. For the actual tickets, I think these are the ones that have actually would provide feedback in the discovery interface. So this is why they showed up.
This is me, bring me back to times at special. I worked at special libraries, and then yeah, so then everything was a mediated request because you had to get it for the patron. Like nothing really left
So
the
I
building.
could certainly see some of this functionality tying into things like the reading room functionality and the, there are other situations where the stacks are closed essentially, so I think maybe something like watching the serials one be and the patron requesting one both tie into the earlier, multiple items requesting.
I mean, we should probably watch all, right? Because all these functionalities need, even if it's mediated, need to work similarly to current functionalities.
I don't think we need to watch the success toast. That one is actually very specific to the locate
That's fair.
interface.
The last one where you added relevant is actually for a different topic, I think. The 5318. That's a different
Okay.
topic.
That's different. Okay. Okay. Then we could put the this program.
So this is obviously requests.
Yeah. That is also. Okay, any other comments or questions about the mediated request?
I'm trying to understand how it overlaps with that reading room circulation for use at location functionality, like someone said a couple minutes ago, which is not a discovery question per se. I'm just thoroughly confused about whether we have two parallel implementations of similar ideas going on in Folio Land here, all of which are on a similar time frame. But my brain can't wrap around that right now, so I guess I'll see.
Same, I will add. Like that's
I do think there is some parallel development, but I think it's because it's sort of touching on similar needs, but maybe touching different data sources, so from a discovery point of view, it may feel repetitive, but from a modular development point of view, it may be one of those more one of those kind of issues where in terms of being, general mediation, things like I think we'll have to see kind of, I think, sort of how this ends up developing and how tightly tied to the Library of Congress use case the functionality ends up being. I think that's always a risk when you have one institution that's driving development of a feature. But
Yeah, I think we're all gonna have to get together at some point and be like, well, how do you do your special collections and reserves? And yeah.
Yeah, and because also there, in a lot of cases, I think there are already separate
Separate systems, yeah.
systems that do, similar things, and they might not want to be in our sandbox.
Or we might want to drag them kicking and screaming Aeon into our sandbox.
Right.
I do want to be mindful of time. So we do look like we're kind of on a good stopping point here. Damien, can you once again serve as our labeler for?
I've actually been trying to label as we go, but
Yeah.
I have a little bit to catch up on, but I'm happy
No
to help.
worries. And once that's done, I'll archive it and we can go on from there. A few tickets left, but feel free to add others too as you come across things you want to talk about sooner rather than later. For our next meeting, I know we have some limited availability across. It's scheduled for the 21st. No, that's not what I have. 14th, and I am out that day.
16th.
Oh, I'm in October. Sorry. I'm looking way too far ahead
Yeah,
right now. Okay, so yes, the next meeting is for the 16th. I am here and happy to be here to facilitate if others are able to join.
I'm free.
I won't be able to join. I'm out of office.
And I do want to note it is the meeting before WolfCon,
Yep, I know. I
so
will attend actually WolfCon between my vacation time in between. So,
Dedicated.
yeah.
I will be able to attend in September, but in October I will be off.
Yeah, the next one is October 30th. That's the Viewfind Summit.
Oh, yes.
So,
So maybe cancel the 30th of September, right?
yes.
Note. Then I am at the 14th. So if somebody would like to, we could cancel, or if someone would like to do that date.
I will be back on the 14th, but that's my second day in office after 5 weeks out of office, so
You'll have your hands
I
full.
could attend, but I won't be able to prepare anything.
Yeah, I can't, and I'm happy to cancel if no one else is available to convene that date. And then just next one is the 28th. I will be here. Okay, and then I will just make a note to review rest of the year's dates. Then this gives me a plan for the next couple months, so that's great. So yeah, thank you everybody for your hard work getting those tickets, kind of figuring out where they go, how relevant they are to us. And feel free to use that Slack channel to keep moving some of these tickets forward.
Yeah, I think especially the last two ones, everybody should look at them. I'm not sure they are really relevant. The other ones are related to the multiple requests from serial, so they are probably irrelevant. But yeah, I wasn't really sure what the last two ones are about.
Okay, yeah. So yes, definitely have a review, look at those two, write some comments in the comic section, and we'll get them placed next meeting. All right, see you all later.
Bye.